Aren't you thankful for Jesus?
Amen.
Amen. We are free. Sometimes we don't live like it. We don't talk like it. Sometimes we don't act like it, or at least I don't. But we are. We are. And he's manifesting that reality more and more as we see the world getting bound up. Because we're not of the world. Amen. Aren't you thankful? Hallelujah. I want to thank you again for helping us to be able to do that outside service this morning and obey the Lord. I thought it was so interesting at 2:40. I got from Doug Addison, the prophet that we follow, and he said this. He said, ministering angels are being released to help people get a new wind of the Spirit. You know, and that's what we prayed this morning. And that's something. So, you know, we thank the Lord, you and I, we have the mind of God. We have the leadership of the Spirit in our lives, and great things are happening. And we need to be excited and need to be looking forward. Open up your Bibles, if you would. Old Testament, Psalms 37:1, and then we'll go to the New Testament, Philippians 4:6. Psalms 37:1 in the Old Testament, Philippians 4:6 in the New. Now, this is what the Spirit of God said. He said, I want my people to be fret-free. Fret-free. I want them to be filled with wonder, not worry. Fret-free, full of wonder and not worry. Amen? And so, tonight, you and I, we need to see that when we got born again, when we got saved, the Holy Spirit come in our spirit and regenerated us, made us a brand new creature. And then as you and I started on this walk with the Lord, we got to a place where we got deeper and deeper into Jesus. And finally, we just got so full of the Holy Ghost that He gave us a prayer language. And so we can, like Paul wrote to the church at Corinth, We can, he said, I will pray with my spirit, and I will pray with my understanding. So, in other words, it's a matter of your will, whether you pray in English or whether you pray in your heavenly language. You make the choice. You make the decision. It's not about whether the, you know, so many times the devil convinces people, if you don't feel doodads, you can't pray in the Spirit. Thank God for doodads. I love doodads. Don't get me wrong. But that has nothing to do with it, because everything that you do in God and for God is by faith. It's not by feelings. We know that. And so we need to... What's on my heart tonight is the Lord's going to take us through some scriptures, and He's going to show you and I. He said, I want my people to live light, right, and easy. I need to hear that. I don't know about you, but there's a lot of things trying to burden me down. And I need to know that God wants me to live light. He wants me to live right. But He wants me to live easy. And He said the way that you can do that is by simply praying by the help of the Holy Ghost. And so that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to look at some things that will help us so much. We're going to look at how the Spirit of God will help us pray truth out. Will help us pray love in. And will help us be the watchful group of people that God wants us to be. We need to see some things that other people don't see. Amen? All right. Psalms 37:1. David, here by the Spirit of God, he says, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. And we'll come back in a minute. But fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. Philippians chapter 4, you could quote the verse number 6. Be careful for nothing. Be anxious for nothing is what I like, for not one thing. Be careful for nothing. Be anxious for not one thing, but in some things. But in everything, thank you, Sister Michelle, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Brother Donnie, would you pray?
Lord, thank you for this wonderful opportunity in life, Lord. Thank you for
yes.
The presence in their life, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing in our hearts, Lord, in life, Lord. Give us the understanding, Lord, in our hearts, Lord, to open
Yes. Amen and amen. Thank you, Brother Donnie. Thank you for honoring the word. Hallelujah. So tonight, you and I, we want to always flow with the Spirit of God. We always want to be able to take Him at His word. And so you've seen the worship team there. They moved into Amazing Grace. You know, our chains are gone. And that's what the Lord wants to do for us tonight. If we're fretting about anything, if we're cautious or careful, anxious, worry about anything, the Lord wants to help us with it. He wants to encourage us. He wants to strengthen us. He wants you to be just as free as you were the moment you got born again. Because that moment in time is what it's going to be like throughout all the eons of time. Amen. Through heaven. But we deal with things in this life. We go through things. And we're still walking with this shell on the outside of us. The shell is not who we are. Right. But it tries to affect who we are. And tries to affect what we think we can or cannot do. And so tonight, I want you to see that as we lay a foundation here, by the help of the Spirit of God praying in you and through you, you can get to the place, I can get to the place, where instead of being full of worry, we are, as the Spirit of God laid on my heart, full of wonder, full of awe, that the Creator of the universe is walking with us hand in hand, and He's talking with us. Now, we got to see that these two verses of Scripture, we'll start with the New Testament since Brother Ryan's already there. You know, this is not a suggestion. This is a command. And so Paul here, he's taken us into the place where we can learn how to rejoice. And remember this morning, we're starting on a journey, and I don't know for sure how long it'll take, but we're starting on a joy journey. And this what this book of Philippians is, how you and I can rejoice. Amen? He teaches us how to do that by the Spirit of God giving Him unction. And so here he says, I don't want you to be anxious about not even one thing. So tonight I need to come to the place and the position where I let the Spirit of God show me if there's anything in my life that is hindering the joy of the Lord. Because the joy of the Lord is my... And so any place I don't have joy, that means I don't have... So that means there's a weakness there, right? There's an area that the enemy can try to hurt, hinder, deceive, delay. The devil loves to delay. And you and I, we're not a group of people that's going to be delayed, because we are about our Father's business. Our mind is stayed upon the Lord, and we're going to get some things done in this opportune season. Amen. The world says it's not an opportune season. Thank God I serve God. You serve God. We don't serve the world. This is our season. This is our time to shine. This is the time to let the Lord Jesus Christ rule and reign in our lives and show the world you may be in a place where you don't see the goodness of God, but in the midst of all torment, in the midst of all turmoil, I see God. You see God. Amen? So we're not going to be anxious. And so David said there, let's go back to Psalms 37, verse number 1. He said, fret not thyself. Don't be full of fret. Don't get passionate in the negative sense. Don't boil over with fear or worry, even with jealousy of what you see in the world, because it looks like the world is winning. It looks like the world is coming up smelling roses. But let me tell you, there's something on the other end of the rose that makes it smell good, and that's where the world's at, okay? But notice what he said. He said, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. Verse 2, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as a green herb. Everything looks good in the season. But only the things of God is going to last. Say, I'm of God. And God is forever, and so you are. Hallelujah. So I don't have to fret. I don't have to worry. That opportunity will always be available to me. But when it starts coming my way, I don't look at how the world is meeting their needs. I don't look at how the world is elevating the wrong attitude to gain success or to gain favor. Because I've got favor. You got favor with the Lord. And if we've got favor with Him, everything's going to work. So let's go to Romans 8:26, and let's get started in this. Romans 8:26, you and I, we can be led into all truth, but it starts right here. The Apostle Paul, in this 8th chapter, he talks about starting it out that there's no condemnation in your life, in my life, because we're in Christ Jesus, because we walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And now, that doesn't mean to say that your flesh doesn't get your attention. Okay? So, but we recognize that. That doesn't mean that we're yielding to it. That just means the devil's poking it, trying to condemn us. But remember, no condemnation. You're free. Amen? You're blood washed, and the grace of God is going to take you where He wants you to go. But drop down, if you would, and look what He says starting in verse 14. He says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children, the sons, the daughters, the sons of God. Say, I'm led.
I'm led.
You know you're led, because if you wasn't led, you would be dead. Because the devil would have done killed you, but God has led you by the His Holy Spirit in your spirit and has kept you for such a time as this, for this last moment of time. So you're led by the Spirit. And look what he said. Drop down to verse 16. The Spirit itself, better translated himself, the Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. You know that you're born again. Amen? You know, because the Holy Spirit is in your spirit. And so with that assurance then, you and I need to be in the place and the position where we know that no matter what it feels like, no matter what it looks like around us, Jesus said to us, He said, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you, right? I'll be with you until the end of the age, the end of the world. So how is He with us? He is with us by this Holy Spirit that's bearing witness in our spirit. And so you and I tonight, we may be dealing with some things that would try to cause us to worry. We may be dealing with some things that's causing us to fret or to question or to build a stumbling block. But we're going to step up on that stumbling block and make it a stepping stone with the power of the Spirit, because we're going to do what the Bible says. Now drop down to verse 26. Now, you've got to believe that this is for you. I've got to believe it's for me. In Romans 8:26, the Apostle Paul, by the unction of the Holy Spirit, says, likewise, the Spirit, say the Spirit, capital S, so it's the Holy Spirit in you, amen? The Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. I don't know about you, but I got weaknesses. I got weaknesses in my very understanding, in my abilities, and even sometimes even my desires. But I've got a Holy Spirit inside my spirit, because I've got a bearing of witness. I know I'm a child of God. You know you're a child of God. So that witness is there, and this Holy Spirit is here. And look what He does. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray. How many times have you not known what to pray? Come on, all the time. Every time that I pray out of my head knowledge, it's usually a waste of my time, and God wasn't there in the first place, because He don't waste time.
Right.
Because if I pray out of my head knowledge, I'm praying for the situation from where I see it,
right,
from my experience, from my understanding. Come on. And unless I've been through what you've been through, I can't pray out of my experience, because I've seen it, I've felt it, I've dealt with it according to my understanding, and it may be 180 degrees away from yours. So that doesn't help me. And so I need the Holy Spirit to help me. So if I'm not going to fret, if I'm going to be full of wonder instead of full of worry, I've got to trust that bearing of that witness of that Holy Spirit is inside of me, and that I have this promise that the Holy Spirit will help me to pray. He'll help me in my weaknesses. Now notice what he says. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but, we talked about this morning, don't you love God's buts? Come on, they're just right. But the Spirit itself, once again, better translated himself, but the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us. The Holy Spirit is in your spirit praying for you. praying for your situation, praying for your loved one, or your coworker, or your friend, or your nation, whatever it might be. The Holy Spirit is inside of you, and at any given time, the Holy Spirit wants to manifest Himself in and through you, but you've got to yield. I've got to yield to Him. I've got to be willing to stop doing what I'm doing and get my mind out of the way. And just tune into that bearing witness in my spirit by the Holy Spirit and say, Lord, here I am. And as you start, the moment you start, it's by faith. You feel that unction. But then all of a sudden, when you step out in faith, then the Holy Spirit starts manifesting Himself. That anointing starts to flow. And look what happens when that flowing Spirit takes place. But the Spirit Himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now, this groanings here, this is a this can be a it feels like your spirit is being twisted on the inside of you. Is the only way I can describe it. Because what is happening, you actually feel like you're giving birth. You say, well, you don't know. Well, I don't know, but from what I've heard Donna and the girls talk about, that's what it feels like to me. And that's exactly what you're doing. You're birthing something out of the spirit into this realm. And you have the ability to do that because you're willing to trust God. You're willing to allow that witness of the Holy Spirit in your spirit, to be manifested, and you give voice. Now, sometimes it's words, this groanings is unspeakable. It's something that you and I can't even describe. But other times it'll have groanings, and then there'll be tongues. There'll be a language that'll come out of that. And remember, when that happens, if you desire, if you'll stay hooked up, you not all the time, but if you need to know what you prayed in your mind, to renew your mind or to build your faith or to give you a guidance and direction, you can stop and you can interpret your own prayer. You because you're praying, thank you, Sister Sharon, because you're praying in the Spirit. But remember, the Apostle Paul said, I will pray in the Spirit, but I will pray with understanding also. So you can stop that and you can say, now, give me that interpretation. And you... Sometimes you might not need to know what it is, and that's fine. But sometimes you may need to pray it out in English to create what God's wanting to be created. There's no set pattern. He's sovereign. He's perfect in His workings. He knows what He's doing. We just trust Him. Amen? But I know that in my own life, some of the things that I have prayed out, they would have never happened if I hadn't got into this place. God had them for me, but I had to get to that place where they come out of my life. The reason why we're looking at this is because if you'll notice that some of the things that God's wanting to bring out of your life and through your life for the whole body of Christ, it's why you're filled with worry. It's why you're fretting. Because the devil knows what God's wanting to do in your life to a certain extent. And so he'll try to fill you up with worry. He'll try to cause you to fret where you'll be concentrating on that and you miss what the Lord has for you. And so tonight we're going to step up out of some things and we're going to step into the goodness of God by His Holy Spirit. And we're going to understand that in these last days, to be able to do what God's calling us, His church, to do, we've got to put this into practice. We've got to trust the Lord. And that's all it is. You trusted Him for salvation. You can trust Him for this. Amen? Because there was nothing greater than when you got born again. Amen? All right. So let me read it one more time. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, Himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And He that searcheth the hearts, the Holy Spirit, that searcheth the hearts, knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit. So think about it. God's Spirit searches your heart, is the heart of the Father, is the mind of Jesus, and brings all of these things together to bring His will in this earth. Yeah. Now, right now, there's some things that the enemy's hindering you in your life, certain areas, and it's because he's trying to keep you and I from stepping in to this place. He's trying to keep us out of this promise. Because when you and I get into this place and this promise, guess what? Amazing things happen. The devil loses territory. He loses strongholds. He loses souls. Solomon tells us that the person that wins souls is wise. Say, I'm wise. Come on, we're a soul winner in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You may never see them in person, but you're going to win them over in prayer. Amen? Amen. That's a promise. You've got to believe it. You've got to see it. And he searches the hearts and knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for who? That's you and I. According to the will of God. Oh, hallelujah. See, now here, if I'm not careful, here's my prayer. Oh, dear God, bless me. Bless me, help me, God. I need this, I need that. I need you to guide me, I need you to direct me. Help me, help me, help me, help me, help me, help me. But when you pray by the Spirit, what His will is comes through your spirit. And then all of a sudden, those other things that you thought was important, remember, were fulfilled in Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all of the other things of life will be added unto us. Amen. We're putting Him first. And those things, they just fall into your spirit. They fall into your bosom, if you will. And those needs are met for His glory. All right. Now think about what we just read here. Now, that the Holy Spirit is making intercession for you according to the will of God. Now let me be honest with you. The only way that the Lord got me to this church was this two verses of Scripture. I would have never come. I was very content in the valley in the sense that we had fought for everything that we had, and I didn't want to give it up. Amen? Well, you know, you were there with me. We fought that there's a battle. And I didn't want to give it up. So how did we end up here? Because, as you pray, as you let the Spirit of God pray in your spirit and through your spirit, all of a sudden you start getting glimpses of the mind of God. And as you start getting little glimpses of what God's heart is, His desire, and then you start seeing parts of His plan, which always includes people who need to be touched by His love and His grace, that will starts changing your will. And all of a sudden, your desire that you thought was so important and it was so dominating, all of a sudden, it starts coming under the feet of Jesus. And the Word starts rising up in you. And those things that had a hold on you, they start letting go. And all of a sudden, then the pull of the Spirit's so real and so strong, you step into it. Now, how does that help us tonight? If there's something that you're worried about, if there's something you're anxious about, something you're fretting about, that is a hold on you and is keeping you and keeping me from stepping into this place. So what we do is we say, Lord, I want Your will. And while I'm concentrating on this, I'm elevating it above Your will. I'm elevating it above who You are and Your ability to do what You would do in and through my life. And so right now, I can't get this out of my mind. So I'm going to have to allow Your Spirit, see, because it's free will. It's not that He overwhelms you. If you get overwhelmed by a spirit, then you need to call on the name of Jesus. Because we're talking about not God's Holy Spirit. So you say, I need you to help me here. I need you to empower me. And all of a sudden, when you do that, things start happening. Amen? The whole atmosphere changes. Your whole attitude changes. It brings the impossible possible. Okay, Matthew chapter 11. Let's start reading in verse 25. Matthew 11, 25. Say, I'm a child of God.
I'm a child of God.
Boy, when we're children of the Most High God, it opens us up for everything. Everything. Because, see, Jesus said if we had a childlike attitude, we could receive. I can receive, can't you? Amen. Matthew 11:25. And at that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto... Say, that's me. That's an attitude that, God, you're my Father. I have to have you to talk to me. I have to know what your will, your plan is. And if you're in that attitude, and you are, and I am, we're in the proper place to receive. Amen? Verse 26. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. Verse 27. All things are delivered unto me of my Father. Jesus says, all things are delivered unto me of my Father. And no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son. And he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. So you and I, we've got to know the Father through the Son. And that cross of Jesus Christ, that blood of the Lamb, the grace of God has filled in the gap, the void. And now we've come into a relationship. And God is not just a God. He's our Father. He has good gifts for His children. Amen? He's our Father. And so we're in this place, in this position, because we have a childlike attitude. We are a babe in Christ. Our hunger and our attitude is to yield to Him. Then He has a promise for us. Verse 28, He said, come. All you've got to do tonight, all I've got to do to come out of worry and to come into wonder, to be fret-free in our life, is to do what He says. He said, come unto me, how many? All ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. What a promise. Now, rest is the opposite of worry. The people, you can't go to the doctor's office. Of course, now with COVID, everything's all. But you know, before, when you think about when you'd go to the doctor's office and you'd actually visit with people in the waiting room, you know, and we're just human nature to talk about why we're there. A lot of people that I talked to were there because they were feeling physical symptoms from being mentally wore out. I've been there, ain't you? Just wore out in your mind because the devil just bombarding, just raising up questions. And see, that's what Jesus told us to do, to say it is written, because he rose up questions to Jesus, just like he did to Eve in the garden. If. Well, I don't need to know the answer to your ifs. I just need to know the answer, it is written. Amen? And that's what we got to stand on. And so Jesus said, I want you to come to me, and if you'll come to me, He said, I will. You have an assurance that I will give you the rest of God. And so anything in my life tonight that I don't have the ability to come to Jesus in, I need to recognize that it's a stronghold of the devil. I need to come to the place where I say, Father, I want your will in this area of my life. I don't know what your will is, but I'm going to yield my tongue. I'm going to yield my time to you, and I want you to pray through me. I want you to give me the words in the Spirit. I want you to give me the groanings to birth out your will in this situation, because I'm not going to stay this way. I'm not going to keep going through this. The children of Israel, they kept going around and around and around and around, and finally they got what they said. They fell in the wilderness. We're not going to fall. Come on, the one who's holding us by the hand, He said that He would hold us and we wouldn't fall. And so we're going to say what He says. Amen? But I want us to come to a place of rest. Sure, we don't know in the natural what's going to happen with all the things that we're dealing with and that we're seeing. But we can know in the Spirit the rest of God. The rest of God is not full revelation, but it's just assurance that all is going to be okay. And that's what we've got to tell each other, and that's what we've got to tell the people that we come in contact with. He said, verse 29, He said, take. So we come to Jesus, and then we've got to take. He said, take my yoke upon you. And so, you know, in other words, we've got to be in the place where we recognize that Jesus is right with us. When you yoke two animals together, they're side by side, and they're in a place and a position of intimacy. Jesus wants us to know that we can be yoked with Him, right beside Him, and that He'll carry, you know, like my grandpa, he had two mules and that they used to skid logs with. And he talked about one of them was always pulling more than the other one because the other one just was just weaker. But it didn't matter. They pulled together, and the one that was stronger pulled the load. Well, Jesus is strong enough to help me pull my load. He's strong enough to help you pull your... So I've got to come, and then I've got to take. I've got to be willing to let Him put on me His load, His work. He said, come unto me, all that are heavy laden. You and I, we've got to say, Lord, I'm going to cast my care upon you, like you said. I'm going to take what you have for me. And the only way we can do that is by praying in the Spirit. We say, Lord, right now, help me, show me by the Spirit of God how to pray where I can see the truth. Because I can't speak for you, but I can speak for me. Here's what happens. The devil gets me on a tangent. I'll be trying to do what I think the Lord wants me to do or try to pray what the Lord wants me to pray. And then the devil will stick a sidewinder in there. He'll stick something in there to slip me up. And so he knows that I like to fix things. And so I'll get to concentrate on how I'm going to fix that. And before I know it, I've missed the whole thing. I've wasted my whole time trying to get this right. And I couldn't fix it in the first place. So that's we've got to learn His MO, His method of operation. We've got to put it under the feet of Jesus, and we've got to stop and we've got to say, Lord, right now, I want to do a divine exchange. I want to give you my worry, and I want to take your winning. He won it all at the cross, and it's for us. I want what He has, don't you? All right. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. Now this word souls here, it's your mind, your will, and your emotions. See, my spirit's at peace, your spirit's at peace. But our soul, that's where we need God's rest. And it's here for us. He said, I'll give it to you. He said, take and learn of me. How do we learn of Him? Because we have made the decision to pray, to let the Holy Spirit, what we read in Romans 8:27, pray the will of the Father in and through our lives. That's a good place to say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Let's go to John real quick. John chapter 4, verse 24. You know the verse. You can quote the verse. John 4:24. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. So, you and I, we got to see that when we were born again, we got a brand new spirit, and we have this command. This command is that in everything that we do and say, that we're able to worship God in spirit and in truth. Well, I can't worship Him in spirit and in truth if I am fretting, if I am worrying, because your spirit is not worried about one thing. So if I'm worrying, I'm what? I'm not in the spirit. God is a spirit. I must worship Him in spirit and truth. But if I'm worried, if I'm fretting, if I'm angry, see, when I worry, I get angry. And when I get angry, I get loose-tongued. And when I get loose-tongued, I get in trouble. Only Jesus can, the Holy Ghost can tame the tongue. I'm not talking about anything that, I'm not talking about, I'm talking about saying things that's not of God. That's a creative force, amen? We don't want it. We don't want it. We want what God wants to create in our lives. So, He said, I've got to worship Him in spirit and in truth. So, you realize tonight that there's a lot of good people in churches. Okay, I can't say that because Jesus said there's only one good. There's a lot of people in churches, but they're not worshiping God in spirit and in truth. Because every place there's a denomination, there's not 100% truth. There's not 100% truth in my life. There's not 100% truth in your life, but God is dealing with us moment by moment. And as we yield to the Spirit and we let the Holy Spirit pray through us, He brings the will, the truth to us. Amen? Now, we've got to see this. We've got to see that it's there for us. Amen? Jesus said in Matthew 16:24, He said, if you and I want to be His disciple, I want to be His disciple, don't you?
Amen.
He said, follow me. Paraphrasing, come after Him and follow Him. So when you and I decide to follow Jesus, then Jesus said in John 14:6 that He was the truth, right? So if I become His disciple, then I'm following Him in the truth. And if I'm following Him in the truth, there's a pruning, there's a purging process in my life, in your life, that empowers us moment by moment to worship God in spirit and in truth. And so if we're hungering and desiring for that, then God counts it perfect. God, don't you love that God judges, He grades on the curve? The curve of the cross. We got to see that. We got to hold on to that. We got to believe that. So let's see what happens. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12, I believe it is, starting. 1 Corinthians look what the Apostle Paul says. Now we have received not the spirit of the world. Aren't you glad? The spirit of the world is the spirit of Antichrist. Instead of Jesus, but we got Jesus. Amen? Now we've not received the spirit of this world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Now, if we'd have kept reading there in Romans chapter 8, it said that, Paul said that if God give us His Son Jesus, how much more shall He freely give us all things? Peter said that you and I have all things that pertain unto life and godliness. All things is all things. But see, I've got to know how to pray to be able to access what is in my account. What is in your account? It's there. Prayer is like your key. For your ATM. You know, your code. That's what this praying in the Spirit is. It gives you access to what you already have to be able to make a withdrawal on that. And so God wants to help us in that way, in that form, in that understanding. So notice what He said. He said, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we... You've got to say it. So, in other words, you get in the place where you're letting the Spirit of God bring the mind of God, the will of God into your life. You're groaning. You're praying in that heavenly language. And then all of a sudden, you get the revelation of it and you speak it out. And when you speak it out, it is a creative force that seals what God has in heaven for you here on earth. Come on, are we together here? I'm feeling a little separation. Are we together? This is important tonight. If you don't understand, let's make sure that we nail this down, because this is life changing. You can pray in the Spirit, amen. Anytime you want to, when you've been baptized in the Holy Ghost, you can pray in the Spirit. There's no doubt about it, and you don't have to be in church. You don't have to be anywhere. It's just you and God, because anywhere you and the Lord is, that's church.
Amen.
Amen? Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit teacheth. The Holy Spirit's going to teach me. Hallelujah. Now think about that. Think back to when you were in school. Every one of us, we had both sides of the coin. You either had a teacher who you could not understand a word they said. It didn't make any sense. Or you had a teacher, that could just make you just be able to take that, whatever they said, and just go with it. You know, I can think about Coach Stapleton. He taught the history class, and man, he, you know, I could just understand him. He was soft-spoken. I could just understand him. And then you had Mr. Staggs teaching math. I didn't have a clue what he was talking about. Not a clue. And that's why I quit at 10th grade math. But anyway, here you have this assurance that the Holy Spirit, who knows you because he caused you to be born again by the word Jesus, he knows everything about you, your weaknesses, your strengths. He can teach you just what you need to know tonight to step up over the devil and not stumble, but use him as a stepping stone to the goodness and the glory of God. Amen? That's your promise tonight. And so I'm not going to fret. I'm not going to be anxious. I'm not going to worry. I'm going to be in awe. I'm going to be in wonder of my God being inside of me, inside of you, leading us and guiding us. All right. Which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. He gets us out of this natural stuff. Shows us what's important. Verse 14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But stay with me. But he that is spiritual, say, that's me. You say, well, Greg, I seen you last week. You didn't seem too spiritual. Moment by moment. God grades on the cross. Now, the spiritual here simply means non-carnal, okay? But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. That includes yourself. Put that to practice, it'll change your life. I was paralyzed for years because I kept judging myself. And every time I would judge myself, I would put myself in a box. And Jesus said in Matthew 7:1, however you judge, that limits him. That puts him in a place the way he's got to judge. Yep. Got quiet. Yep. Verse 16. For who hath known the mind of the Lord? Good question. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? Look at this. But we have the mind of the Savior, the Son, the Anointed One. Amen? Because the Spirit is revealing Jesus to you continually. And so you're in that place where you trust in Him. And you let Him take you into all truth. Amen? Say all truth. Jesus promised us that. John 16:12, 13, 14, he promised you and I to lead us and to guide us into all truth. You can expect that. And so anytime worry or fret tries to rear its ugly head, you stop and you say, Jesus, I know that's not the truth. I need some truth here. And then you just steel your heart and you just yield to the Holy Spirit in you, and all of a sudden you'll pray that truth out. Amen? Can we look at something else real quick? Love. Right now, there is venom being spewed all over the world. Hatred. There is a doctrine of hatred that the devil is raising up. And I'm telling you, you and I, we know the coming of the Lord, the revelation of the devil and all of these things is drawing nigh, because you see what they're saying. They're coming again. They're getting ready to come against the church. If we don't pray, and if we don't hold the line, if we don't say what God says, if we accept other than God's best in the next few days, if we accept and believe a lie and receive something that God doesn't have for us, the church is ready to come into a place of persecution, because they're mad at the past 4 years, the freedom and the liberty the church has had, and we need to be aware of that. Amen? All right, so we need love like we've never had before. Love covers a... And I can love somebody into the kingdom, because God used somebody to love me into the kingdom. Amen? So Matthew chapter 22, out of the mouth of Jesus. You know, every time Jesus gives us a command, he gives us the power to be able to do it. Aren't you glad? And when he gives us the power, it makes the impossible possible. In Matthew chapter 22, look at starting in verse 35. Matthew 22:35. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, all I need to know. Ask him a question, tempting him, saying, verse 36, Master, which is the great commandment of the law in the law? Verse 37, Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, that thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. So, to be able to please the Father, Jesus, he took the old covenant, the Old Testament law of love, and he condensed it in John chapter 13, that you and I, that we just love God and we love people. We love God and we love people. And we've got to come and we've got to make sure that we understand. The world says that love is a feeling. Love is not a feeling. Love is an action. Amen? Love is an action. They think that love, they love somebody as long as they're feeling it. And the moment they stop feeling it, bye-bye. I'm on to someone else. I'm on to the next thing that I like. And I'm sorry, that's too bad. But no, God, the Bible says that God demonstrated his love for me, for you, that while we were yet sinners, that Christ Jesus died for us. That's a demonstration. So love is an action. And so Jesus, he said that all men, the whole world, would know that you were his disciple. Remember, Matthew 16:24, we talked about it a moment ago. If you loved him, you would keep his commandments, and you would, the commandment of love would be that you would walk by his love. You would allow the love of God to be in your heart. And so when he gives us a command, he empowers us to be able to do it. So we talk about the verse all the time, but let's read it together. Romans 5:5, Brother Ryan. Romans 5:5. You have the assurance and the ability to be able to love because of the Holy Ghost. This same Spirit that we're yielding to, that we're praying through and by. Look what let's just read the whole verse. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad. The love of God is poured forth in our hearts. How? What's the channel? By the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So, as Jesus was talking to that man, and as he's talking to us tonight, the channel, the ability that you and I have to love has nothing to do with what we feel. It's by the Holy Spirit. And so what we're going to have to do in these coming days to be able to reach people who are hurting, to reach people who are in deception, who are in denial, who are in a box of the enemy, we've got to be able to love them out. That's going to be the key that gets them out of that. And they're going to get in your carnal man and upset you, upset me. And so we've got to be able to say, God, I don't like them. That don't make God mad. God loves honesty. You can tell him, because you don't have to like them. Because like is an opinion that is according to your personality and your understanding. That is all up to you. Amen? Because you can't help what you... I do not like cauliflower. Okay? I can't change that. No matter how many times Donna tries to cram it down me, she cannot make me like it. Okay? I can't change that. Because you can't change who you like. But you can change how you love them. So the Lord is wanting to get his church ready to be able to love in these people that are hurting. I mean, they're in a heartache, and the world has took them by the devil, using different situations and circumstances to put them through the thresher. And so you and I have got to say, Lord, I want to start right here. Now, you need to start right here tonight too. Lord, help me first to love myself. By the Holy Spirit, help me to love myself. Because, see, I don't know about you, but the devil brings the torment to the soul, the mind, will, and emotions of things I've done, said, to get me under condemnation, where I'll shut myself off. Because, see, if I'm under condemnation and if I'm in a place where I'm dealing with the past, I can't ever be what God's made me to be right now. That's right. And so I want you to say, Lord, right now I need a fresh dose to help me to love myself. If you'll do that, if I'll do that, it'll empower us like never before. And it's all by faith. Because immediately, as soon as you say that, the devil's going to say, oh, that's nuts. Love yourself. What are you, in the 60s? No, we're talking about something that's spiritual, not physical. Amen? All right. So we ask the Lord by His Spirit to help us to love ourselves. And then we say, Lord, as you're pouring forth that love in my heart, I know that I've got to speak it out for it to create. Go with me to the book of Jude. Jude chapter, well, of course, chapter 1, duh. Right before the book of Revelation. Verse number 20. Jude 1:20. But ye, beloved, say that's me. Aren't you glad? But ye, beloved, building up yourselves. How do I edify myself? How do I build the things of God into my life? How do I erect the will of God? How do I do that? But ye, beloved, building up yourselves, nobody else does it, I have to do it, on your most holy faith, how? Praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Spirit. The groanings. The creative force. Praying at the will of God. Those mysteries that Paul wrote about to the church at Corinth. Praying out those mysteries, and then when you get the revelation of the mystery, speak it out. Speak it out. Now, you don't always do that. You just trust Jesus. Some things is a divine secret. Some things is between you and the Lord, and He doesn't want the devil to know anything about it. But you will know. There's no doubt, no question about it. So don't let the devil make you or the flesh raise up and bring questions and concerns. You'll know. You'll know. Because you just know because you know because you know. Amen? All right. So, but ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Look what happens. Verse 21. Keep yourselves in the... Woo! The devil says I can't love. He's a liar. All I've got to do is pray in the Spirit because I've done allowed the Holy Spirit to gush forth, to put in my heart the love of God. It's there. But I've got to let the stream keep flowing. Amen? Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. What does that mean to me and you tonight? That means until the coming of the Lord, when this corruptible puts on incorruption, and this mortal puts on immortal. Come on. I have the promise here. I can walk in the love of God. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. This is a fact. This is a truth that we've got to get into our heart. God wants us to be in the place of truth. He wants us to be in the place in love. And we'll close with this verse. Go with me to Ephesians chapter 6. He wants you and I to know that when we come unto Him and we're praying with these groanings which cannot be uttered, that it makes us to be able to see the impossible, where it makes us watchful. Ephesians chapter 6, look at verse number 18. This is right after the armor of God. Ephesians 6:18. Praying sometimes, boy, Lord help me. Now see, I can't pray in the natural all the time. But I can in the Spirit. So you can't pray and do your job, your task, whatever you're trying to do. You some things you've got to focus on, right? You got to have, but there is, you lose no focus in your Spirit. All right. Praying always with all prayer. Now, when he says all prayer, that means that there's all different types of prayer, and we've talked about it before. You and I, we need to know and recognize that there's many different prayers that we need to be in the place and the position of the leadership of the Lord to pray. But praying always with all prayer, notice this, and supplication in the Spirit, by the Spirit. You're praying by the Holy Ghost. You're praying by the Spirit. And look what happens when you do that. Watching thereunto, it makes you a watchful prayer warrior, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So sometimes a brother or sister or whoever comes to on your heart, you don't know why they're on your heart. And you may not need to know. Sometimes I don't want to know, do you? Because that might affect me in my prayer life. So I just trust the Lord. But if I do need to know, I have the assurance that I can watch under prayer. I can pray, and then I can birth out the answer if God wants me to. Amen? And it just, I've noticed that areas of my life that I'm more mature in, God will show me. And areas that I'm not, I'm talking about me, He doesn't show me because I don't need to know because I couldn't handle it. That's okay. All right, amen? But I want you to see here, tonight, you can be watchful. Now, that means not only watching for the signs for what's going to happen with the manifestation of the enemy and the coming of the Lord and all of those things, but you can watch in your brothers and sisters in your community. God will show you things that the enemy's planning. No weapon formed against you, against me, shall prosper. But with our tongue, with our prayer language, we shall condemn it. We can put a stop to it ahead of time. Amen? So tonight I want you to see, I want you to trust that God wants to take fret away. He wants to take worry away. He wants to replace it with His wonder. And He wants you to just simply just do what we've covered tonight. Just come to Him and you unload all of those things and you take what He has for you. And you trust that you put it into practice. Now, I've shared with you, because of my misunderstanding about the Holy Spirit and the baptism and speaking in tongues and all those things, I got an awful mess. You need to know what teacher you're listening to. Amen? And so when I finally realized my error of my ways and got to that place where I was able to pray in this heavenly language, I was afraid to do it in front of anybody. And so I didn't even let Donna know for a long time. I would find a place where I could sneak away, you know what I mean, and pray. So if you feel a little uncomfortable about it, God, it's not going to hurt God's feelings. God helps us. He meets us where we're at. But I'm admonishing you, if you want to take a year and turn it into a month, apply what we're talking about tonight. In 1 year's time, God moved me to where it had took 15 years to get me. So we're talking about God, we don't have as much time as we had a few days ago. I mean, a few minutes ago. That's gone forever. So God wants to move you ahead quickly. Because Jesus said, "Behold, I come quickly." And so we want to be in that place, in that position, will we do what the Lord would have us to do. Amen? I want to close with this thought. Now, I want you to think about this. Now, you may not... I should have fixed it where we could put it on the screens. But if you'll just steal your mind for a minute, you can see it. Now, when you and I get worried, when we start fretting, what we don't realize what we're doing, we're eating from the enemy's table. Because Jesus said that He was the bread of life. He was the bread that come down from heaven, right? And He literally fed them in the natural to show He was feeding in the spiritual. And so He said for us to pray, give us this day our... And we know that that's He takes care of us in the natural, but He wants us to have a word to get us through every day spiritually. So if we are listening to the enemy and letting Him create a picture for us, what we're doing, we're sitting down at His table. Now, I've shared this with you before, and I've been struggling with it again here lately. When the pressure is on me in times past, some people will grab a cigarette. Some people might grab this, that, or the other, whatever. I like chocolate. Okay? That's what I was thinking about. When I'm under the greatest stress, I like the desserts. Now, I said that to say this. Take the word stressed and turn it around. Thank you, Sister Michelle. See, that's eating from the enemy's table. Because that's trying to deal with something in a spiritual situation in a natural mechanism. And see, the devil loves it when I or anybody tries to take care of a spiritual situation with something in the natural, in the physical, because we'll lose every time. So let's put this desserts, the stress, let's put that down and let's eat from the Lord's table tonight. Let's be honest with Jesus. Now, it doesn't matter about anybody else, what they're thinking, because this is just between you and the Lord. But yeah, I know tonight that there's some situations where there's some fretting, there's some worry, there's some confusion because of that. And if you'll just trust the Lord tonight, if you apply this message, you're going to leave here so much freer, so much lighter. You're going to be one step further in a journey that's going to empower you to always worship God in spirit and in truth. See, if I'm not worshiping God in spirit and truth, then ultimately I'm worshiping the devil. I may not realize it or understand it, but that's what I'm doing. That's what the devil desires, is to get a hold of our heart. So pray with me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for this wonderful time. I thank you for the power of your word. I thank you for this group of people who are hungry for you and your will. Lord, right now, Lord, I just asked that your anointing would fall upon them supernaturally. And Lord, help them to be able to apply. Help me to be able to apply every part of this word. Lord, I know that you see even in the bedroom of life, you see what's happening and you're concerned with it. When our head hits that pillow and there's things that's going through our mind where the enemy could steal, kill, and destroy our rest in you, Lord, help us. Help us not to yield to that, but help us to apply this word. Lord, let it be. Lord, because you said you would give us the truth, and that truth, when we knew it and applied it, it would make us free. Let freedom come tonight in Jesus' name. Would you make yourself an altar? Would you come up here or make at your chair, whatever you wish to do? And if you desire prayer, we would love to pray with you. But most importantly, just take this word and allow the Spirit of God to help you to apply it tonight, and you're going to be forever changed.